I was in a room once. I was trying to be a good boy. I was there early because I was supposed to teach a class. It was at a major state university. I won't tell you what it was, but it rhymes with Ohio State University. As I was sitting in the back, it was a beginning philosophy class. I could tell because the teacher was wearing tweed with patches. And he looked like he smoked a pipe. So he's riding up there, and I was trying to behave. And it, even though it was a philosophy class, I was trying to teach him, it doesn't matter what you believe. Everything is, I'm going, no, just be quiet, just be quiet. Then he told him the stupid Buddha story. No, that's not the official name of the story, but the story goes like this. Buddha was one day meditating when he fell asleep, and he dreamed he was a butterfly. Then he woke up and he thought, am I a man who dreamed I was a butterfly? Or am I a butterfly dreaming I am a man? And all the kids are in there going like this. So my hand went up. He didn't know me. He assumed I was a midlife crisis returnee of some sort. So he called on me. I stood up and I said, well, to form a visual requires about 100,000 synapses. And if you want that visual to be in color and move, you need more than 250,000 synapses. Butterflies, it varies according to the species, but no species has more than 5,000 synapses. Therefore, they cannot form a visual. Therefore, they cannot dream. Therefore, you are a man dreaming you're a butterfly. I sat down. Yeah. Now, they don't teach you that stuff in preacher school, you see. So if you're thinking, I don't like preacher school, I like science, use it. By the way, he was very frustrated. And he went on about how everything is a figment of our imagination. I said, are you a figment of my imagination? And he said, yes. I said, is the table in front of you a figment of my imagination? And he goes, yes, that's the point. I said, so what would happen if I picked up the table and hit you with it? Would it hurt? Now, that's a very deep philosophical question. And he was getting a headache trying to think of that. So I said, I imagine it would. So he went on a tear for about 15 minutes. I wish you could have been there. Spittle was flying. It was great. About how we can't know anything. So my hand went up. I said, how do you know? People, I found out on that day that God might be able to use me after all. That there might be a reason for this brain and this inability to decide it might be dangerous to speak. But just to go ahead and say it. It's a gift to be you.